You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
There are no stocking stuffers from Hawaii.
Oh.
No.
I remember on the honeymoon, we bought two of those big packages of keychains. We're like, oh, we can give keychains to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's like, how was Hawaii? And it was,
yeah.
And like, meanwhile, now here we are 15 years later separating all of our shit, and we're finding those keychains everywhere. Like, oh, yeah.
Bring me some of those, will you?
Yeah. There you go. How many do you need?
A different type of morning show, Big Tom and Roach at GigglesLive.com.
Now you can take the Giggles crew with you everywhere you go with the free Live 365 app. Download the Live 365 app and enjoy the Giggles Live Radio Network 24 hours a day. Be sure to check out Big Tom and Roach weekday mornings at 7 only on the Giggles Live Radio Network. Wednesdays are podcast premiere days on the Giggles Live Radio Network. Join us each Wednesday for new episodes of PAX at 6 p.m. with John Marquez, followed by Testimonials at 7 with Chuck Testa. After that is Stories on the Bus with Jim Eaton. And wrapping up our podcast evening is Father Time with Jesse Lee. Be sure to check out Big Tom and Roach every day from 7 to 9 a.m. only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Freshman year of college, I was bussing tables, and one of the other bussers, we went to the same community college, and she wanted to sign up for ballet. And she's like, "Come take this class with me." And I'm like, "All right, I needed the credit, so I took it." And that would have been cool if I had done it early on, because like my calves and my legs, like the workouts I got from a ballet class were pretty awesome. So that would have been cool to have discovered, you know, earlier in life. So
the ballet had nothing to do with meeting chicks. You weren't like, "Hey, this might be a great spot to meet ladies."
No, not really. No.
Father Time with Jesse Lee and Big Tom, weekdays at 9 p.m.
Only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Model Fest 2022 is coming to Ventura County. The model contest and swap meet take place on Sunday, February 27th. Join hundreds of builders, collectors, and vendors at Seaside Park, Ventura County Fairgrounds for the biggest model event of the year. To register or for more information, call Vern at Ventura Hobbies, 805-658-8138. Again, that's 805-658-8138. We'll see you at the fairgrounds for Model Fest.
It's a nice day in California.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
In sculpting the mannequins, which are what the foundation for our mounts are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Tom knows that, but a lot of the audience, that we put them on a foam mannequin. But to get the mannequin, you have to sculpt it off of, we sculpt it off skeletons. Mm-hmm. Some people sculpt it off make-believe, but you know, what their perception is, right?
Yeah.
The calipers don't lie. Your eye will lie to you.
Testimonials, weekdays at 7 p.m. Only on the Giggles Live Radio Network. Wednesdays are podcast premiere days on the Giggles Live Radio Network. Join us each Wednesday for new episodes of PAX at 6 p.m. with John Marquez, followed by Testimonials at 7 with Chuck Testa. After that is Stories on the Bus with Jim Eaton. And wrapping up our podcast evening is Father Time with Jesse Lee. Be sure to check out Big Tom and Roach every day from 7 to 9 a.m. only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
There are these different urban legends. Supposedly, a driver who was an amateur taxidermist hit a mountain lion somewhere on the 5 out in the, somewhere. And when he stopped the bus and he put it in the baggage compartment, because he's this amateur taxidermist. And then when he goes to the Los Angeles terminal, they open up baggage bay doors and the mountain lion's still alive and goes running out and chasing people through the old bus terminal that was on top of the Thrifty drugstore in Los Angeles.
Stories on the Bus with Jim Eaton, weekdays at 8 p.m.
Only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
You're listening to Big Tom and Roach, a different type of morning show, only on the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything. God, they're in the house. I stayed. I dropped my hot pocket.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
I wouldn't be so hostile if you had 1 ounce of talent.
Sit around and cook some soups and
eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
Good morning, folks. It's a nice day in California.
Here's Big Tom and Roach.
You are listening to the Giggles Live Radio Network.
And we are live, Giggles Live Radio Network. And I said we're live, but we're actually not. We're actually on the podcast today. We didn't.
That's all good. Just show. I mean, we're live right now for whoever's listening because it's in the moment.
I'm live for you, and you're live for me. That's what matters.
Totally. And I am alive, so that's cool too.
Right? Yeah, I know. Especially now, the way things are.
Oh, should we say why we've taken so long?
Oh yeah, I would love to. That I always figure that it's if it's not my story to tell, I will leave that option to you.
Well, I'm happy to tell. So we started with. We started with one kid that was actually in contact with somebody that had COVID. Mm-hmm. And so he had to social distance, but then it turned out that he did actually get it, which meant that my other kids had to socially distance and then they just kind of each got it. And so here we are. I mean, we're at the end of it all.
We hope.
But my husband and I are still kind of like, and I've been testing like every day. And if I was doing a show, I was testing twice. So I was testing in the morning and then I was testing before I left for the show. And
right.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, I wasn't infecting anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been my week.
Yeah, you did the responsible thing. You went out and you had some really killer shows. I think that's cool.
I did that. I followed through with my hospitality volunteer events.
Oh, nice.
Which are basically craft services, but for, let's just call it an organization. And it was my kid's school. Anyway, But, you know, and with the help of other moms, of course, and they were amazing. And so, I got it all done. There's just been a lot happening this week. And we could have totally done the show, but I was afraid that you were going to get it. And I didn't want you to get it. So here we are.
Yeah, I don't want to get it either.
Yeah.
So that works out good. We have common interest in me not getting sick.
We don't want to get sick. I mean, in general, you don't want. I mean, I get annoyed when I have bad allergies. Like, who wants to be sick? Nobody.
Yeah, what's with the allergies this year? It seems like everybody's got raging allergies more than usual. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's because we have the masks on. And so that's probably keeping filtering a lot of pollen out. So when we take the masks off.
So you're saying that Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom probably don't have allergies as bad as we do? Because they don't wear masks as much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they hold their breath. Never mind. My bad.
That's right.
My bad.
You know, I actually believe in that science.
What, that you can hold your breath for an entire game and not get sick?
Well, no. That's amazing if he did that.
That's what he said. You know, they said, hey, why do you have these pictures with Magic Johnson with no mask? He's like, I held my breath.
Yeah, he held his breath for the picture. I do the same thing when I greet people. I hold my breath.
Oh, yeah.
I do. And when COVID first started and I had to go grocery shopping, I held my breath when people would walk past me.
Oh, I do the opposite. I blow in their face, which is awesome because I'm tall. They can't blow back in my face. I just look up.
Oh, man. Well, you're so tall.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we had there's a theory we came up with.
Yeah, because supposedly it's travels by saliva, right?
Right.
Droplets.
It's droplets. So if you're, because I said, well, Tom, I'm afraid I'm going to give it to you. He says, you're not going to give it to me. I'm just like tower over you. I was like, what? And then I thought about it and I went, oh, that's right. Because like my fog or my fumes from my body, they're not going to rise. They're going to fall down. And he's up here. So how are you going to get infected?
Right. Gravity's going to protect me.
Yeah. Look at you. You are so lucky.
Gravity's been protecting me for many years.
That's amazing.
I've been a giant shaped like Shrek for a long time.
I'm going to get my platforms out.
Just so you can get me sick just in case.
I know they're fading out. Like they're not cool, but like the chunky ones I think are coming in. It's, you know, anything goes now. I mean, I wouldn't even really get rid of anything.
I want the platform shoes with the fish tanks. Like, and I'm going to get you sucker.
I saw somebody at a disco party with those.
Did they have legit fish in them or were they?
No.
Oh, good.
Poor little fish. Could you imagine if that was real? It would just die of a heart attack by the end of the night. It'd just be like float. You wouldn't even see it in the shoe because it'd be floating at the top.
Did you watch the I'm Gonna Get You Sucker? Did you see that movie?
I have seen it, but I don't remember the fish.
Well, he got out of jail. The pimp of the year got out of jail, okay. And he had on the fish platform shoes. And the as he got out, he thought he was cool because he was still stuck in this time that mm-hmm. when he got arrested, and everybody kind of started making fun of him. So he started trying to walk faster to get out of there, and then he ended up breaking the fish tank on his feet. Oh, there were fish flopping around on the ground. It was so funny.
I think it's hilarious that the fish survived.
Right?
That whole time. Even if it's like a week that he was in jail and those fish didn't eat, they would be dead, wouldn't they?
I never thought about that. Like, oh, were those fish in jail the whole time too?
Yeah, but that's my favorite kind of comedy, is like the ridiculous, right? Like,
yeah.
What? That doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. That's why it's hilarious.
Such a great movie. And the main star, I can't remember what the character's name is. Was it Slade? He was a wide receiver for the 49ers back in like the early 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
Bernie Casey was his
name. I'm sure there's a lot of very funny NFL players.
Yeah. Tom Brady's hilarious. Yeah. Did you see his tweet?
Is he funny?
Oh, Tom Brady. He's winning me over.
I feel like he doesn't even get a whole line in the commercials. He just gets like a statement.
That's because he's okay with it. That's what makes it funny, is you're like, oh, here's Tom Brady, and then they're cutting him off.
Can you imagine him coming to work, and they're like, you have your lines?
Right? Yeah, don't I say I'm Tom Brady? I think I can.
Yeah.
I'll wing it.
I got it.
So during did you watch any of the Rams victory parade earlier this week? Probably not.
No, I didn't even know what was happening. That's how much news I watched, ladies and gentlemen. A Rams fan doesn't know that the parade is happening.
So the Rams players, as is kind of the trend now, were getting hammered on the parade, including Coach McVay and a quarterback named Matt Stafford.
Why?
They were just getting drunk. They were drinking.
Oh, they're getting hammered. Yeah. I thought people were hammering down on them.
Oh, no. They were getting hammered.
Well, good for them. It's about time.
And Tom Brady posted a video of Matt Stafford, and he said something along the lines of, drink some water, Matt. Trust me. Because remember, Brady got really drunk last year. He threw
did he?
He threw the trophy from one boat to another.
No.
There was video of him being walked out.
That's hilarious.
That's when he started winning me over.
That is funny.
When he started showing that he was human, that's when he kind of started winning me over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to get used to the idea. I really honestly believe he wants to go to the 49ers this year. Even though he retired, I honestly believe he wants to go to San Francisco.
I'm pretty sure he's coming to the Rams.
Well, I know that's not going to happen. Just kidding. Rams have a quarterback.
As a kicker.
Much to my dismay, the Rams have a quarterback. I've never been a Stafford fan, but I got to admit it. He did the job, and he's better than I thought he was. So congratulations, yep. Rams fans.
Congratulations, Rams.
Yeah. Go drink with your quarterback.
Yeah. I did see pictures of him with the solo cup, so I figured that's what was in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a video where McVay gave Aaron Donald a hug, and as he came out, I couldn't see the cup anymore. McVay wasn't holding it anymore, and I didn't see it on Aaron Donald. It was very bizarre. It's like a magic trick.
Well, I'm sure publicists have a way with the photoshopping.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Well, it was video. And McVay, like he went in for the hug.
Interesting.
It might have been just an angle thing, but he went in for the hug.
CGI?
And when he came away, he didn't have the red cup in his hand, the party cup.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But Aaron Donald didn't seem drunk to me. But I don't know. I'm also kind of afraid to make eye contact with him, even through the TV. He's mean.
He's actually a really nice guy.
I'm sure he is. I've heard that.
I just know that because I know somebody that does work on his house.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm just going to say the company's name is Holiday Lighting,
mm-hmm.
and also Gold Coast Electric. And he goes and he does the holiday lighting on his house, but the guy is like super nice.
Yeah.
He signed a ball for my son for his birthday. He asked him to do it. He's like, yeah, of course, no problem.
Yeah, a lot of times the players that have like the meanest, like they're like the disposition where you see them in the football field and they're, you know, and they're in commercials chewing legs and things like that.
Yeah.
Those are usually the nice guys because they don't have to be
badass
all day.
Well, if you're a ham too, you know what I mean? Like, I think you have to be pretty secure with yourself to let yourself be silly and goofy and, you know. It's not an easy thing to do to take those risks.
Yeah.
As a regular person, I don't think. I mean, I've had to learn to do it in general, just in life to take risks.
Mm-hmm.
And then as an actress, taking risks is like something that sets you apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, if you're listening at home, we're filming from the aviary this morning. Yes. What's with all the birds? They're making all this noise today.
Well, we're in the country. I'm sure people like it. I mean, it sets us apart from everybody else is that we're into nature.
We're into nature.
We love the nature. We love the sound of the birds and occasionally a cock-a-doodle-doo.
And that's why Roach puts birdseed right outside of the boundary here of the Giggles Live studio.
Yes.
And the birds sit out there and make their noise.
That's right.
Such a crack up. I just noticed how loud they were.
I don't hear him.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, maybe I might have my headphones up too loud.
I'm wondering though if I listen for him later when we listen, if I'll hear him.
You know what's funny is probably most people didn't even notice it, but now that I said it,
yeah.
People could go, there's birds.
They're probably thinking there's birds like outside their window.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Yeah, there's no birds here. What are you guys talking about?
Plus they're working in an office and be like, where are those birds coming? Is there an attic? Like, what the heck? What's going on here?
Exactly.
What are those big tubes that are like in between floors, I think, for air conditioning?
Oh, right.
Maybe they're stuck in there?
Yeah, some air conditioning duct birds.
Yeah.
So you did some gigs over the last few days since the last time we saw each other?
Yes, I did. I went to Brea.
Mm-hmm.
Brea Improv. That was fun.
A great big old beautiful room, yeah.
Beautiful, great crowd. I did Brea, and I did that with Craig Shoemaker and Caroline Ray.
Right.
She's a hoot and a holler. And then I did at Flappers Burbank on Valentine's Day.
Nice, your favorite holiday.
Favorite holiday. And I'm going to do a third show with them next week on the 24th at the Canyon in Santa Clarita.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Those guys are really, really funny together. They have, they're just like best friends. They're besties. And they're just funny.
I always thought comedy shows are better when the comics know each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's used to the typical format where you have three comics and, you know, most club owners think they know what they're doing, but they don't put together complimentary shows. They just throw any three comics. They're like, oh, this is an opener, yeah. This is a middle, and this is a headliner.
These two guys together are hilarious. They banter. She, you know, it's very funny. And they do this thing at the end. I hope they do it next week again, where they kind of do a thing together.
Like an improv.
Like they'll kind of, but they kind of tell a story of like a gig that they share together and like what happened,
you know,
like a story. And they're actually going to be at Strawberry Farms in Temecula in April. So I would, if you're out that way, I would totally check them out. It's worth it.
We actually have a few people in the Temecula area. We have
some
people in Murrieta, a couple people in, what's the other name of that? What's that other city there? Menifee. We've got people in that area.
Yeah.
Hemet. A lot of people out there.
If you guys could make that show, you will not regret it. These guys are hilarious.
Yeah, that is. And that's a double headliner show.
Yeah.
Anytime you can go see two headliners on a show, that's pretty dope.
It's pretty, I mean, I feel just, I mean, without being cliche, I feel super blessed that they asked me to open for them and, you know, host, right?
Yeah, there's a value in that that there's no, you can't really put a money value on.
Totally. And I, you know, I drive, so I, you know, because I'm a little bit of a, I offer like, hey, you want me to drive?
It's called paying your dues, though. That's not, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's called paying your dues. Like, that's normal.
But being in the car and then Craig Shoemaker's assistant, Michelle, she's a friend of mine from forever ago.
I don't know how. She's so mean.
I don't go with that. No, she's awesome. But all four of us in the car is like the best party ever.
Nice.
It's so much fun. So anyway, if you're in the Santa Clarita area, it's next week on the 24th. And if you're in the Temecula area, it's April something. It's sometime in April. So I would get those tickets ASAP.
Yeah. So get those tickets for April something right away.
That's at Strawberry Farms.
We also want to make sure that we talk about Laughter Heels because we bring it up every once in a while. But it's been at least a week or so since we've talked about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are doing, you know, COVID hit and Laughter Heels it's just kind of slowed down, obviously. And we're just trying to get back on track. And now that the mask mandate's it's gone for now, but I really don't think it's coming back.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. Do you have a problem? Turn off your station.
I hit the wrong button, so that's why that didn't make sense.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm talking to you, and you didn't hear what I'm hearing because we're not all hooked up.
It was supposed to be this one.
You need to be thankful for what you have.
You need to be thankful for what you
have. Yeah, that makes way more sense than the Mike Tyson talking about eating somebody's children. So,
but no, so Laughter Heels, comedy at the Canyon. It's a Laughter Heels Presents show. Nurses will always get in for free until that changes. But for right now, if you know a nurse, send them our way. Our next show is, oh my gosh, I gave the wrong date for the Santa Clarita date.
Uh-oh.
That's on 225.
225.
225, the Canyon in Santa Clarita with Caroline Ray and Craig Shoemaker.
Okay.
I will be hosting. 224 is the Canyon Agora, and that's the Laughter Heels event.
Right.
Yeah. And we have Eddie Ift. We have Justin Hires, Luz Pasos, which is a fellow paisana, a Peruviana. Oh. She's amazing. She's hilarious.
All three of us are paisanas. That's amazing.
Yes. You're crazy. Andre Lavelle, we've actually had him before. He's hilarious. So it's going to be a really, really good show. So if you're interested, get your tickets. You can get them at Ticketmaster. It's Laughter Heels Presents Comedy at the Canyon. And it's going to be a really good show, you guys. Please come out. Please come and support. It's the only way we can kind of keep this going. And we just want to get better. You know, we're really, really trying to promote and let people get aware that laughter actually heals. I mean, it's a couple decades of proof that it actually does.
Well, and also, too, like, you can't discount the fact that this is actually a good value. That's a good show. That's four headliners. A lot of times you see, you'll see a flyer and it'll have comics that are legit good headliner comics. And then there's, you know, a few people that are working, trying to get better. Then you have people that just seem to not go away. Yeah. And you see the same people over and over again. And that's a four headliner show easily.
This is a quality show. Yeah. And those of you that, you know, don't follow comedy and don't know, we're telling you right now that this is a great show and worth every penny. I believe I think it's like a $20 ticket.
Right, which is a great value.
And nurses get in free. So if you know a nurse and you want to take them out, you know, it's like two for the price of one.
Check this out. This is what you do. You leave the nurse in the car. Say, hey, I'm going to get up ahead of you. I want you to go ahead and give me the money for our tickets. You have the nurse, because nurses make good money. You go buy the tickets and you say, hey, I got a nurse out
here. She's going to say, how much are the tickets?
Or he.
Or he.
There's a lot of male nurses.
He or she is, or they are going to say, how much are the tickets? And you're going to say, they're $10.
Yeah, see? Right there. Yeah, you take half the value. You get a bonus for being friends with a nurse.
For sure.
If you're a little shady.
Yeah. And we all know at least two nurses.
Yeah.
I think.
Have to.
Or at least one.
Yeah.
Right? So, I know a few.
So call your nurse friends. Make sure that they come out and make sure that they go and enjoy the show. Because this is something where you're kind of providing a service for them where you've got this great show. And it's a place where nurses know they can go, they can hang out, and they're actually going to be appreciated. I think that's a really cool thing. I think that's important.
It's very important.
Because they catch a lot of criticism on all kinds of different directions, and they just get worked crazy.
They're overworked. They've been overworked.
Nuts. Yeah.
So let's take care of those nurses.
Yeah, let's get out. Let's make them laugh.
Totally. So that's Laughter Heals at the Canyon Agora on 224. The show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6.
Where music meets the soul.
That's right.
Canyon Club. Right. Anything else that we wanted to go over this morning while we were...
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Well, let's talk about... Can we talk about...
All my shows?
Yeah. Let's talk about all your shows.
Well, the big show that I want to mention today would be our Woman Who Crushed Wednesday show. That's going to be at Levity Live on March 30th, March 30th. It's a great lineup. I have some of my favorite comics, including yourself.
What?
Yeah, you. we have our friend Sierra, who's a very good close friend of ours and Giggles crew member. We also have Jen Sturger, Kat Alvarado, a girl you might have heard of named Charlene Ward. And I feel really bad if I'm missing anybody. Is that everybody?
I think you got everyone.
I hope so.
If not, we could just cut this part out.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think you
if
got
If I left anybody out, man, everyone. I don't want to face it.
Did you say you?
Well, yeah. But I. But
you're a woman that crushes.
Yeah. Well. That's the weird part we got to figure out. Because you click the link, Women Crush Wednesday, and there's a giant picture of me. Like, hey, come enjoy a pizza.
I love it.
But yeah, so that's going to be a good show, and we're raising money for Project Understanding. Project Understanding is an outreach that helps out a lot with the homeless, kind of helps them get back into society, whether it's food to make sure that you're taking care of food. They call it the food security, or getting jobs, or getting back into life. Sometimes it's more about giving them like a hand. What do they call it? They call it a hand up instead of a handout or something
like
that.
Right, yeah.
And it's a really good program, and I've been affiliated with them for a really long time, and I couldn't be more proud and really excited about this show. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we need as many shows as we can go to. And
you're going to love my Project Understanding friends. You're going to get along with them so good.
I'm excited to meet
them. Yeah, this is going to be huge. You're going to love them. It's going to be.
And isn't there going to be a raffle?
There's going to be raffle.
Oh, I love raffles.
There's going to be silent auction. We're going to have all kinds of ways to raise money for the fine people at Project Understanding.
Good times.
Yeah.
Definitely good times.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and head out, wrap up the show for today. Well, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Do you want to keep going?
Like we're done? It's happening.
Well, we were doing this a shorter, just because we're doing a podcasty thing. We're doing.
I know. I feel shorter. Like we've just been doing promotions the whole time.
Have we? Maybe.
Didn't we? I don't know. That's what it felt like to me.
No, I think we did promotions at the very end.
Okay.
Because we were talking about your weekend, and then we start talking.
Yeah.
About, so you start thinking. I think because we talked about comedy for a little while.
Yeah.
But I don't think we promoted too much.
No.
Okay. I think it's safe.
Well, listen. This is the important thing, is that there are shows to go see, and I don't care which one you go to at the end of the day, go see one, right? We've spit out some dates, and Laughter Heals Presents has more dates coming up, so we'll get to that on the next episode.
Yeah, and be sure to get out and support the live arts, because the venues really struggled through the pandemic. The artists definitely struggled through the pandemic, and you struggled through the pandemic. Get out, do something that makes you smile, do something that makes you laugh. Enjoy being around people that you like to be around, people that make you smile.
Absolutely.
Little Willie Green from New Orleans, a greedy boy was he. He always liked a lot of kids around just to keep him company. One day his mom bought him a jelly roll, the best cake that was made. And when the kids began to hang around, little Willie said, I ain't gonna give nobody none of this jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My mom told me today when she went away to be a good boy, she bring me a toy. I'm my mama's pride and joy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, cause I ain't gonna give you none. Jelly roll. I wouldn't give you a piece of this cake to save your soul. My mom told me today when she went away to be a good boy, she bring me a toy. I'm my mama's red eye boy. Ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you, but I hate the time you die. This jelly roll is sweet, surely hard to beat. I know you want it, but you can't have it, 'cause I ain't gonna give you none.